Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Revi, the fourth chapter in the Dalmas Hilchas Chiris, in the laws of rentals, in the Sefer Mishpatim, the book of judgments, where we now continue into a related idea. First Parakim, we're talking about the rental of a person, so to speak, when he's a guardian, a custodian. Now, regarding the rental of animals and of homes, which in this Perek we discuss specifically regarding if one deviates from the contractual understanding of the rental of the animal. That's what I'm against halacha regarding if someone changes the place of where he's going to work with the animal. So if someone rents a donkey, to transport it on a mountain, and instead he transports it in a valley. So if the donkey slips, Potter is going to be exempt. Although he violated the intention, the understanding, the agreement he had with the owners, but that change and deviance is not what caused anything to happen. Now, in contrast, if it overheated, then Chayv is going to be liable because the wind blows in the valley less than it does in the mountain. So it comes out that increases the heat in the valley. So if it overheats, that's a change of contract. That breach would actually hold him liable. Now, in contrast, let's say the other way around. Let's say he hired a donkey to transport it in the valley. And he takes it in the mountain. So here's the other way around. If it slips, Chayv is going to be liable. Shachalok is yoisa bahar menabika. This breach of contract is a cause for what happened, where it slips more, obviously, the steep inclines in the mountain than the valley. Now, but if it gets overheated into the country, Potter is going to be exempt, Shachamim is babika, yes, in the heart, because the heat in the valley is more than that of the mountain. Because you have the wind that's blowing on the top of the mountains, the good, fresh mountain air, and therefore, the overheating would not be a liability for that breach. Now, v'mhuchma machma samala, but if let's say you got overheated because of that, it had to climb up that cliff, then he will be liable because that is something unique for the breach of the contract. Anything similar like this. So too, not regarding transporting, but let's say someone rents a cow to plow on a mountain. Instead he plows it in a valley. And then the cylinder breaks. That's the tool that's used to plow with it. So the renter is going to be exempt. The reason for that is because actually the obstacles that are in the valley are less than that are on the mountain. Within the mountain, you have these the rocky terrain. Comes out that the breaking of the kankan is not a cause, it's not an outgrowth of his of what he changed. And v'din balaparim uman and shecharashu, and rather the law of the owner of the cow is together with the craftsmen who they did the actual plowing, where it's because of them that it broke. But the renter, his change, is not what causes the break. So too, if let's say he didn't even change anything regarding the contractual understanding with the Omer, the Nishbai Kankan and the cylinder breaks, then Balapar Muman, again, the owner of the cow, he doesn't deal with the renter, he deals with the ones who actually did the plowing. Now, let's say the other way around. Let's say he hired to plow in a valley, Bahar, and instead he plowed in a mountain, the Nishbai Kankan, and then the cylinder breaks, then that breach of contract is a liability for the renter. Because that change is definitely what could cause it to break because of the rocky terrain. And within the Shosechim among them. Now, the renter himself, he takes it up with the craftsman to sue them for the negligence of the breaking, but he has to pay to the owner. Halacha Beis. Now, Ma'odin Omonin, Sheshabru Beis Chadisha. What's this halacha that we're talking about regarding the craftsmen, the ones who are the actual guys who do the plowing, when it breaks during the plowing? It's like we said, Mashalman, they have to pay. But the question is, me, Misham, who pays? And the reason for that is because the plowing is done with two people. You have one who directs the animal, and he makes it go in a certain direction. The second one holds the plow, and he puts it into the depth of the ground to make the furrows. Now, the question that we're dealing over here is, which one of these two pay? In other words, who do we relate the breaking of the cylinder to? Is it the one who's leading? Because maybe it didn't go in the right direction, and that turn is what caused the cylinder to break? Or do we say that the one who's holding onto the plow, maybe he went too deep than was necessary, and that caused it to break? So it says the Rambam, Zeho Oiches is a kli beis achrisha. So one who's holding on to the vessel, the plow, he's the one that, during the time of the plowing, he's the one that's negligent. Now, v'moisa sod the malus malus. Now, if the field, however, was a plateau, it was levels, shnim chayim b'dmei hakankan, then both of them are going to be liable for the value of the broken cylinder. Hamana goisa b'malma, the one who's directing the animal with the stick that directs the cow in the furrows, and va'iches ha'sakaleinot is the one who's holding on to the plow into the vessel. Because in this situation, we definitely can relate the breaking of the cylinder to both those individuals equally. Because when this plateaus, there's definitely many things in the way, and any small mistake in either one of them could have caused it, and therefore, since we don't know, both of them are going to be liable. Locha Gimel continues regarding, again, a change of contract. Schad alodish bekitnis. Let's say he hires the animal to thresh with beans. And b'dash b'tfor, and instead he uses the thresh with grain. The hochukun animal slips, sapati is exempt, because that change would not make it more slippery. In the contrast of b'tfor, let's say he hires him to thresh with grain, b'dash b'kitnis, and he threshes with beans, then chayv is going to be liable. Why? Shai kitnis machlekes, because beans are slippery, and that change is going to make it more of a liability. There was a sort of individual, where he rented a donkey to his friend. And they said to him, look, don't go in the ravine, in the river of Pekoid. There's water over there, and something's going to happen to the animal. Go in the path of Narash. There's no water over there, nothing bad's going to happen. Now, he took the easier route of Nahar Pekoid. And the donkey died. Now, there were no witnesses to testify which path he went. No one would have known. He, on his own admission, says, look, yes, I did not like what he said, meaning I went in the river of Pekoid. But there was no water over there. And never didn't die from the water, died from itself. The sages said, since there's witnesses, doesn't really mean actual witnesses. Like, it's clear to us as if there were witnesses that are telling us this idea that there's water always found in the Har Pekoid. That's a well-known fact. So Chayav L'Sham never has to pay. Why? Because he deviated from the intention of the owner, which is a change that could cause it to die, which is the water. Now, Ve'enam, we don't say what's called a migui. He has a claim of Mali L'Shako, what should I have lied? What? I could have said that I didn't go that way. Now that I said I did go that way, believe me that there was no water. No, you don't say a mal l'shaker b'makom edim when there's witnesses, where not real witnesses, but like it's just like the same equivalent of witnesses that are refuting what you're saying, that there was no water. Everyone knows that there's water over there, and therefore this claim of mal l'shaker doesn't give him the belief of what he's saying, and therefore he's liable for having changed it because it did die with the water because of the fact that he went in that Nahar Pekoid. Halacha Dalam, regarding the conditions of what the maximum load was allowed for this animal. So, someone rents an animal, that the agreement was that he's going to transport 200 liter, which is a type of weight, of wheat. Instead, he brought 200 liter of barley. The mace animal dies. Chayv is going to be liable. Why? Again, it's whenever there's a change that would create more of a negligence, of a liability, than he's liable. Because the volume is kosher l'masa. When you have more volume, it's difficult for a load. And v'asa'oim yesh lo nefach. The barley has more volume, meaning barley, their weight is less than the weight of wheat. Now, if you're making the equivalence of the weight of barley to the weight of wheat, you can be adding on in the measurement of barley, and you're increasing the volume. That more increased volume, even though the weight is the same, is going to be more harmful for the animal. If he hired the animal to bring grain, and in that same weight, he brought straw, which its volume is greater than that of grain, so it's going to be chayv. Now, but let's say he hired the animal to bring on it barley, and instead he brought in its weight wheat, the mason that dies, then part is exempt, because that's not a change that made it worse, if anything, it made it better. Does anything seem like that has this halacha? Let's say he hired the animal so that a man could ride on the animal. So he should not have a woman riding it. The reason for that is because a woman doesn't control an animal as well as a man, and she's not going to be able to protect it from any type of accident. Now, but if he hired an animal that a woman could ride in it, he could have a man ride on the animal, or and any woman could ride on the animal. Whether an adult, whether a minor, and even if the woman is pregnant, that's nursing, which is obviously adding a lot of weight with her own body weight and that of the child that's with her, still that's included in the allowance of a woman to ride on the animal. If someone rents an animal, they're carrying it a certain amount of weight, and he adds on to the weight. So if he added on 1/30th on the measurement that they had made up with him, and it dies, chayv is liable. That's considered an increase that he's liable for. Listen, that part is going to be exempt because you cannot associate with this addition a reason that it would have died. But he does have to give him payment for that, what he added on to the more than agreed upon amount of load, because it's according to that how much he promises that he's going to pay. Now, sachar stam. Let's say the rental was unspecified. So he cannot carry the load, only a well-known weight in that country, how much this animal usually could carry. He can't do more than that. We added on a 30th of that. Let's say the norm, everyone knows is there's such an animal, you only carry 30. For Torah, Shleshim Echad, they carry the 31, which is a 30th. The Mesa, Oinishba, an animal, either died or, and we don't know therefore, but it died, Oinishba, or it got injured. Chayv is going to be liable, because that's considered negligence of his. V'chein Svina, so to a boat. Shahisib, Echad, Shleshim, Alasad, if we add on 1/30th on the allotted amount of load, the Tava, and it sank, Chayv, Lashavim, Demeh, he's liable to pay for the value of that boat. Halachazain, Hakatav. A porter, someone who carries things. Shahasif, where the renter went and added on without the awareness of the porter, al-masai on his load, kav echad, one kav, which is a certain measurement. Now, because of that, the porter got injured by carrying that load. Chai ben Azakav, the one who hired him, is liable for his damages. Because Sha'af Bishu ben Das, although we're talking about an intelligent human being, that he margish b'kav namas, and he senses, he feels the weight of the load, and he should have understood that this is too heavy for him. He should have undone, and by not doing that, he's bringing the damage to himself. It's not true. Yala libay, he would entertain that Shema Mach Maschal Yehu Zakav. Maybe he feels heavy because maybe he's not feeling well that day, and he doesn't know. And then the one who's causing it is the one who's hiring him, and he's liable for his damages. Someone rents a donkey to ride on it. So yesh lehan lanichalau, he could also, besides riding it, he could put on it kesusa, his garment, legina, his pitcher, and his flute, shalaysa derech, that's needed for that journey. Levishain derech haseicher, lachzeb chal maloin maloin, liknes mezen, because it's not normal for a renter, who's just someone that's happened to have to go somewhere, that he has to, every place he stops, to go buy food. So we let him put on the amount of food that's an allowed load till he gets to his ultimate destination. Now yasal zeh, more than that, harim akav la balachamar, the only donkey could stop him from putting more on his donkey. Now, so to yesh lebal hachamor. There are certain things that the owner of the donkey, that he is allowed lahanich l'asarim, he's the one that's taking him. He's allowed to put on the donkey sa'irim, the barley, b'tab, and the straw, mezainish l'asayam, the food that's needed for that day. Now, Yassel said, more than that, haseichem akim, the renter could stop him. Because the owner of the donkey, the one who's giving him the ride, it's possible for him to buy at every stop, at every inn that they stop at. Because the donkey driver, it's normal for him to go after food, and the food of the donkey you can get every single stop. Therefore, if there is no stops along the way for where the owner of the donkey could buy, then the owner of the donkey could put on his food and the food of his animal for the whole entire journey. Now, all the things that we spoke about were by an unspecific rental. And the place where there's no well-known custom. But a place where there is a custom, everything goes according to the custom.